Well, happy Saturday, you guys. It's Brad with the why. That's right. Why do people do the things they do? Why are they this way? Why are they that way?
We don't know.
But I can tell you this. I'm going to talk about it because that's what I do. So, if you're awake and ready to do this, let's do it. Let's just jump right in and I'll get right to the point. So, I don't know about the rest of you, but we get lost in our feeds sometimes when we're on social media and we scroll through mindlessly, just looking at the screen and stopping on videos, and reels, whatever you want to call them. But I've stopped on a few reels lately and now I'm getting hit with them over and over again, but it's these guys that take these video cameras and they go to these locations and they film outside these locations and they look suspicious and things of that nature. It's almost like they're instigating. Why do they feel the need to try to instigate? Like, if you're going to go shoot somewhere, you know, and go, like, you know, shoot some video and, you know, normally you have a topic or you're covering something. But these guys, they sit there and they film instigating, like, outside of a federal building or outside of a post office box, you know. And then the modern era we're in, with terrorism still being at a high threat, so to speak, I just don't understand why they go and they do this shit. You know why? I can tell you why. Because they're an asshole. To me, that makes you an asshole. If you can't give me a reason why you're there shooting the film, just to say you're exercising your amendment right in the Constitution and you start quoting me the Constitution, I really want to say, hey, why don't you roll that thing up, get it elongated, and shove it right up your ass? Because I just think it's a bullshit thing to hide behind. I don't know about the rest of you, but it's kind of a fucking annoying. Don't you think? I mean, I don't even like the posts anymore, and I'm still getting them because the damn algorithm knows that it just fires me up. I feel like sometimes, even though our devices are listening and we're all, you know, why am I getting served these ads? Well, it's because you're talking about it and your phone's listening and or, you know, you're scrolling through it. You stop on it long enough so it says, hey, he spent 30 seconds or longer on this, so let's send him another one. But I get sucked in because, you know, I guess I just like watching assholes be assholes because they're an asshole. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. It's that simple. I mean, get over yourselves, for God's sake. You're not you're hiding behind the Constitution and say it's your constitutional right without any agenda to go film. Like, if I go film something, it's because I have an agenda. I want to go film this because, A, I want to, like, catch the sunset. B, you know, I want to see this car show. You know, C, I might want to see my kids running around playing soccer. That's an agenda. That's a reason why I'm out there doing it. You know, if you're doing a documentary, even, you know, of the post office and how it works, or federal buildings, why is the flag not flown at this mast, blah, blah, blah. At least it's an agenda. But when you sit there and you just try to instigate a fight by being a dick, that makes you a dick. And, you know, if we would all just sit back and go, hey, you know what? I'm not going to like this shit anymore. I think it would go away because we're just giving them more fuel on social media to go through that process. And go, oh, wow, yeah, that's really cool. The comments are dicks. Blah, blah. I read the comments because, to me, comment sections are fun. I don't know about the rest of you. But when I read comments, I find them more entertaining, usually, than the video themselves. Don't you agree? It's kind of like, huh, all right, this is pretty funny. Because people are pretty clever on their responses when they're internet trolls. I will say that. You know, I don't really give much energy to the lame ass ones, but the guys that are and the girls that are super creative on their comments make me laugh harder than the video usually. So keep that shit up. But I would just say, everybody, take a step back. If you're filming, have an agenda. Don't be an asshole. You know, unless you just like being an asshole like myself. But, you know, although Mike on the Daily BM tells me that I only play that way. And I'm really genuinely a nice guy. He obviously doesn't know me very well. But anyway. Well, guys, I told you this was going to be a quick hit today. I just wanted to bring that up. So to get you guys thinking about that moving forward, as you start to scroll down your social media feeds, by all means, try to skip past that stuff. Don't, when you start to see that negative shit out there, keep scrolling, man. the less energy we put into that, the more it goes away. And then it'll go away because people will just be like disinterested in it. But the more we start commenting on it, saying, oh, yeah, the cops are dicks, or, yeah, you know, it's our federal right, blah, blah, blah. So what? So what? Just stop being a dick. It's that simple. Have an agenda. And that's all I've got to say about that for this Saturday. So don't forget, guys, head over to the Daily BM where we have our show Monday through Friday. And that's released at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, like I said. Don't forget to head over to MasonDangerBeardCO.com where you can get 20% off on all men's beard accessories. Or he's even got some cool, like, you know, hats and coasters and koozies and all sorts of stuff, man. It's really cool. But just use the promo code DAILYBM and you'll get 20% off on checkout. And with that, I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. If you drink, don't drink and drive. Even a lawnmower, guys. Hey, I live in the South, man. You have no idea. I've seen it all. So have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. And I will see you guys next week on The Why.